This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Each Monday at this time, WVXU political commentator Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about politics. And this morning, we'll be talking about Cincinnati City Councilman P.G. Sittenfeld entering Ohio's U.S. Senate race. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what is it that makes a relatively new Cincinnati council member like P.G. Sittenfeld believe he can be a serious candidate for the U.S. Senate?
Well, he's very ambitious. And that's not a bad thing if you're going to go into a career in politics. You know, it's a matter of what motivates you. But, you know, the ambition is there. He's only 30 years old. He would be 32 by the time he would take office if he gets elected. But he has a lot of issues he's very passionate about. And, you know, I think that he's also sees a void there. There's nobody else who has gotten into this race. And Rob Portman, obviously, the Republican incumbent, is not going to run unopposed. And I think he sees an opportunity, particularly in a presidential year where the turnout is going to be driven up considerably.
So where is he getting his help? He's not just doing this all by himself.
No. And he's going to have probably a pretty first-class campaign operation. I believe, you know, from everything I'm hearing, that a lot of people who have done work on the Obama campaigns in the past are going to be helping him. You know, he'll have the money, the resources to be able to hire some pretty good people to run a campaign for him in a Democratic primary or in a general election.
So what do you think his message is?
I think his message is kind of the standard message for a Senate candidate on the Democratic side, which is, you know, we have to do more to help the middle class make ends meet. We have to do more to make it easier for kids to get a college education. We have to do more for seniors so they don't have to choose between buying food and buying medicine. And it's going to be that kind of a message. And it's sort of a standard Democratic congressional campaign message.
And how does the incumbent senator, Rob Portman, react to all of this?
Well, he hasn't said much at all. I mean, he hasn't said anything directly about Sittenfeld that I'm aware of. He did, before Sittenfeld announced, make sure everybody knew that he had nearly $6 million in the bank, which I'm sure was a message to people like Sittenfeld and also Republicans who might be thinking about challenging him in the primary. Right after P.G. Sittenfeld announced, Rob Portman said that he had hired a campaign staff. His campaign manager is Corey Bliss, who is one of the most respected, well-regarded campaign operatives on the Republican side nationally. And that's a big heavy hitter.
Now, if Sittenfeld were to win the nomination, do you think he has any chance at the general election?
I don't know. It depends on the circumstances. It almost has to be the perfect storm. If he won a Democratic primary, and I think there will be a Democratic primary, if you had a candidate for president like Hillary Clinton, who might draw more independent women voters out, you would need to have PG excite more young voters to come out, because they didn't come out in 2014 and the Ohio Democratic Party was totally wiped out. If they come out in large numbers, if women voters came out in large numbers, then there's a possibility he could probably sneak in there. But you have to look at Rob Portman, an incumbent Republican senator, as the favorite for reelection.
Howard, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.